Hello?
Hey, this is Caitlin with Roadside Assistance. I'm in the process of working on your ticket. Unfortunately, okay. I am having a hard time pulling that information up. It is asking for the effective date of that policy.
I'm literally walking down the highway because I think the paper just flew out of my pocket.
Okay.
The expiration date was July of 2022, though. I don't know if that helps.
It is asking for that effective date.
When it was like, shit, maybe like 8 years. You can't figure it out off of the expiration date?
No, ma'am.
I'm literally on the highway. That fucking shit probably blew. Oh. There's no way, no other way you can figure that out than having me walk down the highway.
If you want to go ahead and continue with out-of-pocket expense, we can.
How much would it be?
Hookup is usually between $75 and $85, and it's going to go price per mile after that if you're needing a tow.
Man, I'm like 30. I'm probably like 20 miles per hour. Shit, where did my paper go? Is this it? Oh, I found it. Okay. Now, I don't even see an effective date on here. It just has the expiration date. The card, right? That little card. The model, serial number, engine number, key code, limited warranty, expiration, valid, roadside assistance. You can't look it up from the producer.
No, ma'am, I don't have any way to look anything up. I have an empty slate. I don't even know if it was a 6-month policy or a year policy. I'm sorry.
It's a year. A year policy.
Okay. And what was the end date of it?
July 14th of 2022.
And what is the year, make, model, and color of your disabled vehicle today?
Red 2021 Kawasaki Ninja. Oh, I'm so happy this paper did not just blow away.
Okay, let's see. All right, let's see. It says that the coverage begins on 7/15/22. You have no coverage until that date.
What? What's this? Wait, what?
From that information that you gave me, it says it's going to be an out-of-pocket expense. The coverage begins on 7/15/22. There's no coverage date until that date.
What sense does that make? Why would I have coverage a year after buying the bike?
I'm not sure, ma'am. I'm just telling you what the computer's telling me when I put in that effective date.
What do you mean effective? What effective date? Let me dig for some more paper in my backpack because I don't think that's right. That doesn't make sense.
Okay, unfortunately, you're going to have to reach out to your plan provider and speak with them unless you want to do out-of-pocket expense.
I want to make sure you have the correct information in your system, though. Okay. That doesn't make sense, obviously, right?
I'm not sure, ma'am. It says that the status of this is 7/15/22 for this Kawasaki, so I don't...
What do you mean by the status? Because why would it kick in a whole year after it? Well, no, that can't make sense because the expiration is 7/14/22. If it has expired, 7/14/22.
Okay, do you have a different member ID contractor policy number that I can draw?
What is the producer number? Why would they give me this card if you can't find anything from the information on the card?
I'm not
that doesn't
sure,
make
ma'am.
Sense. Okay, so what is this NC number? What is it? What is the EX number? Oh, that's not. You're not much help. Shit. You don't can't tell me what I'm looking for on what card. I don't know what you're asking me.
Ma'am, we're contracted with over 50 companies throughout the United States. Everybody's is different. They don't tell us. We can just try with member ID, contract, or policy number.
It doesn't even say member ID either.
You don't see anything that says contract number or policy number either?
This is a Kawasaki Protection Plus plan, and I have a whole paper here with a card attached, and you still cannot help me. Like, why would the fuck would they not put information?
Okay, do you
I
have
need?
A member ID, contract, or policy number that I can look it up with? Because the VIN number that you gave me is pulling up for a policy mm-hmm. that's not effective until 7:15 tonight.
Wait, what do you mean VIN number? I didn't give you a VIN number.
When you filled out your information online, you put your VIN number for the vehicle
what
and
is
the
it?
Contract policy number.
Tell me the VIN number.
JKAEXKH14MDAA9687.
Yeah, that's what the hell this is.
Yeah.
So why would... That literally doesn't make sense at all. How could it expire and start at the same time?
Ma'am, the only thing I can tell you to do is reach out to your plan provider.
Well, your number is on
this card. Unless you want to continue with out-of-pocket expense.
I have no idea how much that's going to be. You said 83 hookups in $1 per mile? How much is that?
A hookup is, I don't know how much it honestly is for a motorcycle. I know for a regular vehicle, it's 85 to hook up, and then in between, it's about $10 a mile.
Okay, so can we find out how much
it is? Yes, one moment. All right, there are some questions that I do need to ask. Is there a sidecar on the vehicle?
No.
Is it a trike?
Yes, I don't know what that is, no.
Is there a trailer attached?
No.
Does the bike roll?
Shit, I'm not pushing it. It didn't roll. Yes.
Just
yeah.
asking, does yes. the bike roll? And is the steering locked?
No.
All right. And where's the vehicle? Hold on, it might have your GPS.
It should.
We're going to use that telephone number to reach you out of 626-722-2810.
Yep.
All right, and are you going to be on the 10 or are you on West 18th Street?
I'm on the highway, I'm on the 10, right in front of the Nickel Evans home.
All right, and is that going north, south, east, or westbound?
I'm on 10 west.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm on highway 10 west.
10 west.
Yeah.
All right, and where would you be wanting to have the vehicle taken to?
9320 Elmdistafta Drive.
All right, so as soon as we disconnect, I'm going to go ahead and start calling around to get you a quote. Since I do have one, I'll give you a call back and we can go from there, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.